Her mama is a lawyer and her daddy is a doctor. Her picture's in my locker. Her body's in a lagoon. Underneath the lily pads glow from the moon. Dark watery tomb. Consumed her body, then pulled her below. I wrapped her in my liniment coat and slit her throat. Then I let go. Loudest splash I ever heard. And from that day forward, I haven't spoken a word. And
from that day forward, I haven't spoken a word.
The Marsh Lagoons.
Many wanna dump their dead here.
Only the water.
Waters know what stories they bear.
The Marsh Lagoon.
So I choose to keep this inside, but that shifted to a hate that'll keep me alive until your heart stops. Padlock your pine box and drop it in a black marsh. Black to hell and back is where my mind is spinning. Once upon a time I had a friend I thought I really could confide in. Flashbacks and a touching, uncomfortable feeling. Can't sleep much at night, I'm crawling the ceiling. Got me feeling like I'm sick and depressed. Cause everybody that I told, well they just laid it to rest. But now I'm 25, and I'm sick of all the talking. Now I'm stalking you, waiting by the door that you'll be walking through. So you can recognize my face and all the shame and disgrace to be the reason I dismantle you. I handle you like a candle, break you in half and then I laugh at you. Soak you in gas and make you flammable. I burn the body and I gather the ash and then I sprinkle the lagoon every time I get the chance.
The Marsh Lagoon.
Like, what up, Dave Nutt? When I show up, bud, that doesn't really bother me, I suppose. Yet there's a darkness inside of me which eagerly grows. When I was younger, I murdered off some neighborhood squirrels, and this abandoned garage was like my own private world. Now it's honey. I had a bad